There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Ben Hayes time. Handicapper, winnersandwiners.com. He's on a 14-3 run in MLB, and he sees a couple plays today. One game stands out to him. Thinks there's value with the line. Best part, it's free for our listeners. Text VSiN to area code 320-350-3500. That's VSiN, 320-350-3500. Time for Jeff Seeley, CutmakerPod.com, Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. Time to talk a little golf. Check it out, iTunes, Spotify, and get Telegram for the text messages, or to get the plays and what he likes with the matchups all four rounds, and he joins us now. First things first with the course breakdown. You like the short courses, usually recommend Webb Simpson. What are you thinking here, and can you take us through the course?
Yeah, guys. So again, we're at RBC. The RBC Heritage this week is played at Harbortown. And Harbortown is just a good, fun, short Pete Dye course. A lot of water, obviously coastal course. And again, it's a course that Webb Simpson's usually played well on. But when that is the case, it brings a lot of guys into play who have good short game or good putters. So that's one of the things we're looking at this week is what's your short game look like? How do you putt? And again, what kind of form are you in? You've got to have some kind of form coming in. And I think there's a lot of guys down on the board, some good prices we can fire at this week.
Yeah. To Paul's question about Webb, are you avoiding him this week still based on the injury?
Yeah, and the form in general, right? Yeah, I am. And I usually like Webb in here, but again, I am just due to the form and the injury. And you know, he's 35-1. It's not a bad price. But, I mean, there's other guys that I like a little better, and we'll talk about one in particular that I think is just – frankly, I think I'd even play him against Webb in matchups. And it's just a massive misprice this week. I think it's going to create a tremendous opportunity for us.
Take us through some of your core plays then. Who are you leaning to?
Sure, guys. So we have some big names in the field this week, including Cam Smith, who we saw struggle down the stretch of the Masters, but who can – you know, he can win anywhere. But in the sub-20 group, the name that jumps out to me is Patrick Cantlay. Cantlay's not in great form. He didn't play great at the Masters, but he does love this track, plays well here. And I'm not investing a ton in anybody under 20-1, but Cantlay would be my guy if I did. He's finished third, seventh, and third here. That shows you he can play here 14-1 or so. I think Cantlay is worth a shot. Kevin Na took 10th here in 2019 And honestly, Kevin Na, in a lot of ways, is like Webb Simpson, plays well with shorter tracks, doesn't vomit, but he's an elite short game. So a guy who can get up and down, chip and putt. He excels on and around the greens, like I said, and he's 45-1 this week. Finished 14th in at the Masters and 9th in this event before that. So, excuse me, 9th in his last event before that. So, good form, solid history. Kevin Na, 45-1 is a fair price. And then I backed the Las Vegas resident, Maverick McNealy, a lot of times this season. He's 55-1 this week, and I'm going to go back to the well here. So, he finished 4th here last year, and one could argue he's in better form now than he was then. He's a guy hot and rattle off a few wins at some point here soon. I'd rather get on him early than late. And so I like McNealy at 55-1. I think that's a really fair price run this week.
Okay, fair enough. Now, there is a long shot, or as a bomb, as you like to call him, at 100-1 or in that neighborhood that you're going to tell us you might like more at this price than any other golfer in that 100-1 range since you've been coming on this show. Who is it and why?
Yeah, guys. So, you know, when you look at DFS pricing, for example, in the top 20 market, when you look at DFS pricing, like right next to Kevin Na, basically one off of Kevin Na, who's 45-1, is Brian Harman. And Brian Harman this week on DraftKings is 100-1. He's 100-1. He's finished 13th and 9th in two of his last five trips here. He finished 5th at the Valspar two tournaments ago. And somehow he's 3-1 top 20 and 100-1 in the outright. Like, that does not correlate at all. His DFS pricing is doesn't correlate. Like, nothing correlates about this price. You guys mentioned, I think he's, what, 82-1 at Circa?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And usually you can get better pricing at Circa on long shots than you can anywhere. So I just think we have a huge opportunity. I mean, at least, you know, 20% equity on a guy who is, you know, 100-1, Brian Harman. I think get it now. I don't expect this price to last. I think people will probably fire on it. They'll probably close somewhere around 70 to 80. But right now, you can get Brian Harman at 100-1. That is as good 100-1, maybe the best 100-1 shot we've ever talked about on this show, guys.
That's a great breakdown. Can you explain then typically what a 100-1 shot is in the top 20 market? Like what's that number generally around?
He'd be like 5-6-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that price, it's probably plus 600. And so, yeah, it's crazy you think about that. And I'm not quite sure how they came up with that. And mm-hmm. I just think, again, like if you look at guys right now in the top 20 range, right? So guys who are 6-1 or so, you got Brendan, that's like 8-1. We find a guy. So like Griot's plus 650. And then you look at the outright market. Griot is, hang on, he's probably around there to win. Let me find him. But he's probably in the 100-1 range. I'm about to look here. But he's plus 650. I would expect plus 500, plus 600, somewhere around there. Not 100-1 for a guy who's plus 300. So, okay. Again, I just think the pricing doesn't correlate. And again, for 10 bucks, 20 bucks, Brian Harman, 100-1 is a great play.
Follow the Money, Paulie, and Mitch Vis on the Sports Betting Network. Jeff Seeley, our guest at Cutmaker. Jeff on Twitter and the Cutmaker podcast as well. How about a couple matchups, please?
Yeah, guys, I mentioned Kevin Na. I played him in a matchup over Kisner. Both guys who are short game, you know, specialists, if you will. I just like Na even money this week. Another guy who I really like, who I like at this track, is Shane Lowry. You know, coming off the Masters where he played pretty well. I played him in a matchup over DJ, again, even money. I like both those matchups a lot this week.
Okay. So you made the case last week for Brooks Koepka to win the Masters.
Yeah.
Now, Koepka, over the years and on this show, he's made you a lot of money, you know, betting outrights, et cetera. In a loaded field going forward, Jeff, like at the PGA, the U.S. Open, whatever it might be in a major, what kind of a number would you need with Koepka to have any interest in him to bet him?
Probably 30. I think 30 plus is a fair price right now for Koepka. You know, and that's 30 is probably the number. He should probably be 40 to 45 to 50. I think just because of his major experience, he'll be north of 30. I feel like he quit, guys.
Mm.
And that's what's so disappointing. I just feel like he quit. And you watch him down the stretch just fall apart late. Like he doesn't know where he needs to be. And it was just, it was so disheartening and so hard to watch. I'm glad I wasn't stadium swim. I might have jumped off the roof of the freaking the pool there. Yeah. So I'm glad I wasn't there for that. I mean, it was just, it was so disheartening. And on the flip side, like, how freaking good is Scottie Scheffler?
Oh, man.
It is. And I said this on Twitter. I think Scottie Scheffler is who we thought John Rahm would be. Everybody thought John Rahm was going to be this beast who's just going to go out and he was going to catch fire and just keep winning and winning. That's who Scottie Scheffler is, right? Scottie Scheffler is the best player in the world. I'm not sure it's even remotely arguable. And I wouldn't, I mean, he's got to be the favorite to win every tournament he's playing now. And I think this is the guy we all thought John Rahm would be.
Yep.
And I'm not sure John Rahm's ever going to be as good as we thought John Rahm would be. And I'm not sure John Rahm's ever going to be as good as Scottie Scheffler. I mean, this is insane what we're seeing. Not that he didn't have the pedigree coming up because he was a good player coming up. But, man, I mean, this is insane, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch over the next, you know, year or two.
I completely echo what you just said, comparing him to Rahm. And I would say this, because, like, in the golf betting community, now this is going on, what, a good 2 or 3 years, where, like, the opinion on Rahm has been super high, like, maybe the best golfer in the world for longer than what he's actually been, where his ranking would tell you. But he's never done what Scheffler's done right now. He's never been close to this run that Scheffler's on. It's not even, like you said, it's not even debatable. And I'm curious, like, if that opinion in the golf betting community is going to exist on Scheffler, if that's only a Rahm thing.
Well, and it's funny, right, Mitch? I keep thinking to myself, I mean, it's kind of like, at what point is Rahm going to live up to his, because he's past the point of living up, having to live up to his hype, right? And listen, I've been guilty of this. I mean, you watch John Rahm play, and he goes through stretches where you wonder how he doesn't win every tournament he ever plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes the guy, and I think that's what the golf betting community looks at, is you see Pete John Rahm, and you're like, holy cow, this guy's unbelievable. And how does he not win everything? And yet, you know, and he's fiery and has this elite stuff. And frankly, like Scheffler, I hate to say he's boring. He's not like John Rahm. He's fairly low key. He's kind of ho hum, goes around and wins the Masters by 4 shots, right? Like it's pretty incredible. And it kind of reminds me, you know, a little bit of, he just kind of snuck up on people. It's kind of like when Dustin Johnson got white hot a few years ago, which is kind of low key number one in the world and rattling off a bunch of big finishes. Although, I mean, I don't even know if DJ was as hot as Scheffler is right now. I mean, this is something, a sight to see, and let's enjoy it while we see it, because this is something that golf's going to treasure for a while.
Yep. Again, you can check out the Cutmaker podcast and follow him on Twitter. He is at Cutmaker Jeff. Thanks, pal. Good luck with the bets this week.
Appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
Thank you.
No, he's right. When Rahm is on fire, I mean, it's like, yeah, this guy should win every time, but he doesn't. And a lot of the, you know, mm-hmm. I think he's kind of that fiery, emotional side of him has dialed down a little bit, but that was a reason why.
That
existed for a long time.
That's
look,
nice.
I can't get involved with this.
I said that many times.
Oh yeah,
the meltdown's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait for it. But yep.
All right, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll talk some Major League Baseball coming up next. Now, if you look at the card, you have a lot of really big named starters going today. But I want to take it easy. We'll run it down for you coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of MLB. And this week, new customers can bet $5 on any team and get $200 if they win. Download the app and use promo code VSEN. It's that easy. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 877-8-HOPE-NY. DraftKings.com for full details. Must be 21.
So what do we know about Major League Baseball now as we're approaching one full week into the start of the regular season? Do we know much?
Well, the Diamondbacks can hit. Four hits again last night in the loss. Come right back with the Astros again tonight until further notice. But other than that, I don't have a read or a feel. I mean, it's up and down. So you don't know. Teams off to slow starts and...
I would say that based on the limited spring training action that we had, right? It's difficult to get a gauge on like which starters are going to come out and be effective, which lineups are going to hit. I mean, they're still, I mean, look at the Phillies right now.
Yes.
They added all these guys in the offseason.
Mets have been great pitching so far. The bullpen's blown both losses.
Right. And so the Phillies did absolutely nothing if you go back two nights ago until late in the game when they came back to get the win. That was a fluky win. Last night, Wheeler was fine on the mound, but McGill was really good and the Phillies couldn't get anything going against him. So that was a major problem. We've seen this now with the Mariners, with the offense, right? High expectations coming into the year. All of this is prefaced, by the way, with small sample sizes. Like, we get that, you get that, things can change, right? But I tweeted this out last night, and by the way, I'm already addicted to the 13-run pool.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
Track it. Yes, Blue Jays shutout, that's big. How about your Seattle tweet?
Okay, so, and by the way, addicted, I'm having fun here. It's like I have small bets on like 40-1 and 16-1, but it's a lot of fun.
It's fun to look at
it
every
day. Yeah. The Mariners, think about this, they're going to score runs at some point, but in a 13-run pool where teams got to score between 0 and 13 runs in every game to cross it off and the first team to get them all, you win that pool. They were one out away from scoring 0, 1, 2, and 4 runs in their first five games. So they've been shut out. And they were one out from scoring one run last night, but they scored two. Now they've scored two twice. So if you could cross off 0, 1, 2, and 4 right away, they'll score runs at some point, right? But to get all of those out of the way, out of the gates, I'd say pretty good sign. But offense is getting terrible.
Yep. The A's have 13-8 so far, right, too?
Yeah.
The A's of all people?
They crossed those. Yes. Big numbers off there. Okay. But again, Yu Darvish comes out in his first start last week, and this speaks to the Diamondbacks. Yep. They can't hit. He had a no-no going through six. Well, fast forward to last night. Giants, again, roughed Darvish up last year. They mashed him. He was awful. So that's two starts now for Yu Darvish. One was brilliant. One was a catastrophe. Corbin Burns goes today.
Good word.
He could not find the plate. Think about this. Corbin Burns set the all-time record a year ago where he started the season without a walk until like his 59th batter. All-time record. He walked the first guy against the Cubs last week. So, again, he's the reigning Cy Young Award winner. He comes out there with location problems. So this tells me is I don't know really who you can trust. Like tonight, Berríos and Cole go at it tonight in New York. Well, Berríos couldn't even get out of the first inning last week. Cole was roughed up. The total is 8. I would expect runs because I don't love like Berríos, and I don't love Cole. I like both guys, but against these two lineups, we can't get 9 runs combined. But am I overreacting to what I saw last week?
No, it's been very—it's hard to get a read on this stuff. You're right. The other one, how about the Red Sox? Where's their offense?
Yeah,
now they got 5 in opening day in the loss to the Yankees, and then 2, 4, 1, and then they had to rally to get the win, and got 3 in the 6th and 2 in the 8th yesterday against Detroit.
Exactly right.
So that's been a major disappointment.
You have, like, other big names going today. You have, in this Mets-Phillies game, you have Scherzer versus Nola.
Yep.
And the Phillies are a small favorite in this game here at Circus Sports as we sit here live on the air. Again, Phillies offense has been terrible for the most part, and you have Scherzer going today, but what are we going to get from Scherzer? Am I going to be surprised if he goes out there today and goes 7 innings because it's Max Scherzer and gives up 2 hits with 8 strikes? No, I won't be surprised. No.
But if that runs on you. Doesn't lose games.
Hmm?
Was he now 12-0 going back last 20 starts?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So at plus money, maybe he's worth a shot, but also maybe with a lack of spring training, he goes out there and the Phillies offense explodes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I know but that's early on here. Just got to be careful. Kershaw versus Paddock tonight.
Oh, I mean, come on. Right.
Now that game was, nothing happened in that game until late when the Dodgers finally exploded and Heaney was fine. And I've drafted him in my fantasy league. I think he's going to have a bounce back year this year. But their offense, for the most part.
Oh, yeah. Greatest offense of all time. Yeah. What's going on
here?
Right. It's going to take a while.
And on the road, the Dodgers are laying $1.60. That total is 9. Paddock, you know what you're going to get with him usually. He's been a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
But you have Manaea, very good last time out for the Padres, taking on Webb. But the Giants-Marlins game was, 6-5 in Webb's first start? And he was okay? And this total is 7.5, which with the DH could be a little bit short.
Mm-hmm.
Montas goes against McClanahan. I mentioned Burns against Means. I can't trust Burns because I can't trust the Brewers' offense. They got a win yesterday, but it was fortunate.
Right.
And then Robbie Ray goes against Keuchel. Now, again, what I said about the Mariners' offense, and the White Sox are favored here now this morning at $1.08. The total is 9. Mariners can't hit, but Keuchel, I don't really like him. Ray was great last week, but the White Sox kill lefties.
Right.
So early on, Paul, again, I'm just, if I have a bet, maybe 2 bets in a single day out of the gates, that's all I'm going to do.
No, I think you're doing the right thing. Right. The other one, the A's are looking to move Frankie. That could be another trade that they're going to make. They've been hanging in these games, though, too, you know, with that low win total. They came back and almost won last night before Tampa got the walk-off in extras. And Rockies are 4-1.
Good pitching so far.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what was the game I was going to talk about? How about the Rodriguez angle going against his form? Who has the edge there? Is it because the Red Sox, because they know him? Or is it Rodriguez because he knows them with the hitters, and maybe? Or is it more of we know what his weakness is if you're Boston?
Oh, Rodriguez against Eovaldi today.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
In that game.
Yeah.
And that total is 8. It's a fair question. But I don't know, how much would you know a former pitcher?
I know.
Probably not much.
That's interesting. Yeah, that angle. But they put up an 8 in Eovaldi's first start and flew over with the Yankee game.
That's right.
Against Cole. And that's, what do you want? Will Cole bounce back? I don't know. you know, this guy's a basket case, making excuses right up for the 4-minute delay. All the festivities got carried away. It was 4 minutes. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I mean, I'm
not a Barrios fan. I can tell you that too.
I think I'll go over 8 in that game.
What were the local writers who cover the team saying about Toronto? You're saying watch home road splits?
Some Toronto media folks, bettors that I follow who live up in that area were saying, careful with pay attention to the Blue Jays maybe at home compared to what they're like on the road. And that was one game last night, and they got shut out. And Cortez was good, and you might want to file that one away with Cortez, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the Blue Jays offense at home, they exploded against the Rangers. And that was a thing last year, too, where, well, they played half their games in a different location in Buffalo and then at home. But they were also, I mean, Vlad still hit, you know, a lot of those home runs at Skydome last year when he tied for the home run championship. And one more here. Greinke goes against Wainwright. Wainwright, very good last week in the start for the Cardinals. They're $1.45 today against Greinke and the Royals. Is that maybe a little bit too low? But Wainwright again was superb. And Greinke is a guy that I think the Cardinals offense can get to. Talk about how you think the Astros are low tonight with Valdez going on the mound at $1.50. I think the Cardinals might be a little bit low at $1.45.
This Arizona lineup, come on. 4 hits last night, 1 run. 5 hits against the Padres, the last game of the series. 5 hits. 2 hits. Then they were no hit through 6, and they took Darvish out. They got the comeback, but only had 3 hits in that game. So you think Valdez can hold them in check, and then you think, I was surprised they only scored 2 runs last night, but you think they'd get to Kelly as well. But so, they can't. Their highest total is 5 hits on the season so far.
Right. So their batting average actually on the season went up with the 4 hits last night, believe it or not.
Okay.
They're now batting .130 on the year.
Oh.
Or they going into the game .125.
Uh-huh.
Their on-base percentage is .257. Their OPS is .517 right now as a team. They've actually belted out 5 home runs. But that's, I mean, .130 right now. And again, we're 1 week in. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 6 teams batting below .200 right now on the year. So
it's Pulp Fiction. That's pride messing with you. Lay down a bunt. Get on base. Get a rally going. Do something, right?
Change it up a little bit.
Come on.
Yeah, strange start to the season. I will say this. I do like early on in the year when we get all these day games, though. That's a good move by baseball. Mm-hmm. They did it, I think, last year where the first day without a day game was like April 26th mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. The NFL draft is right here in Las Vegas, and we have extensive coverage, including mock drafts from Matt Eumanns. Michael Lombardi, a former NFL GM, will give his draft analysis. Beeson host Mike Pritchard, who was a first-round pick, and Sean King has a Super Bowl ring as well. They're going to give you insight on what to bet on. Also, legendary sports broadcaster and voice of the Raiders, Brett Musburger, will give you his insights. His best draft bets in our NFL draft betting guide. Sign up today. Get full access to Beeson through the NFL draft for only $19 at beeson.com/draft. That's VSiN.com/draft. Up next, is this former Cy Young winner back? And one market has already significantly moved. Is it a major overreaction?
Check out the VSiN store for the latest and greatest in sports betting fashion. We have more than 40 shirt designs, including our most popular one. Cash and tickets is what it's all about. You'll find VSiN shirts and hats for any occasion, and they're all made to order, so you can find the right design, color, and size perfect just for you. You'll find VSiN hats and even VSiN coffee mugs all in our online store. Just go to VSiN.com/store and order now. That's VSiN.com/store.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Going to the computer today. Top horse racing plays generated by First Bet's artificial intelligence handicapping program. We're going to Parks Racecourse in race 5. The computer likes 3. The 3 at 7-2 on the morning line. And in race 7, it likes the 4. Scoop Dog at 5-1. Give First Bet's AI program a try. You can bet these races and the others using the First Bet app. Sign up today with First Bet. Use the code VEGAS1000 for an instant $10 free plus up to $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses.
Okay, so the name is Scoop Dog?
Scoop Dog, like
okay,
it.
Okay, that's worth a bet based on the name alone.
Concur, yeah. 5-1.
All right. By the way, this is from Brett on Twitter. Severe weather coming through St. Louis. High chances no game or it's delayed today.
Aye.
With Wainwright going for the Cards.
Early one.
Yep. All right, we will talk some Major League Baseball here. Jensen Lewis joins the program now. A Guardians analyst in Cleveland, played Major League Baseball as well. Jensen, thanks for the time today. We appreciate you joining the show. So I was writing some notes for the program today when you were coming on, and I was going to say, does it look like Bieber is already like officially back? And then he had like one bad inning and, you know, the Reds got back into it. But so far, what you've seen in two starts from Shane Bieber, does it look like the former Cy Young winner himself?
Yeah, Mitch, I would say for what he had to go through injury-wise last year, you know, the shoulder injury is obviously nothing to sniff at, but what he looked like through the end of the year last year, also what he looked like through spring, they were going to be very careful with him from a pitch count standpoint, no matter what. Here in April, but I think the efficiency with which he worked with yesterday is pretty indicative of where he was in 2020. The velocity is down a little bit, but that's to be expected with a majority of these guys not really built up as far as their full pitch count allotment is concerned. But the slider is there, the knuckle curve, which put him on the map and got him that Cy Young Award. But to me, the thing that stands out the most is his fastball command. He's hitting all four quadrants. He's getting that deception, that bigger swing and miss. And I think that separation between his fastball and breaking ball, I wouldn't go running out to buy a ticket on him yet to win the Cy Young. But I think that's a guy that you look at as someone who can certainly be in the top five here by the All-Star break.
Would you go out and place a ticket on Stephen Kwan to win the American League Rookie of the Year? He opened at... This is nuts. I mean, it's too late now to bet the guy, in my opinion. And I can't believe I'm saying that 1 week into the season, not even 1 week, but he opened like 50. Nobody talked about the kid. And all of a sudden, after his scorching hot start, Jensen, he's down to like 5-1 at some books. What do you know about this Stephen Kwan kid?
Yeah, guys, he plays left field, and I'm going to sound cheesy for saying this, but this is the most out of left field thing we had expected for this season, no question about it. You're now looking at a 5'9 kid who is the major league leader in hits, in average, in walks, in on-base percentage, in OPS. Yes, and his name is not Jose Altuve, perennial, you know, all-star and MVP winner. So for Stephen Kwan, guys, the two things that stand out the most for a young hitter, you know, can he be disciplined in the strike zone, and what are his bat-to-ball skills? The guy still hasn't swung and missed this year. You know, we're five games in, and he's got either 26, 30 swings and hasn't swung and missed. So, you know, you could say, all right, it's better because you're hitting in front of Jose Ramirez. But he was hitting seventh at the beginning of the season that first game, and then all of a sudden, you know, vaulted up when it looked like the Guardians offense was really going to struggle through those first two games against a very pedestrian Kansas City pitching staff. So the kid is mind-boggling. You know, he talks about how mentally chess is a hobby of his and something that really allows him to mentally focus, and it provides him strategy and you know, mental fortitude that translates to the batter's box. I don't know if he's going to be a grandmaster in that first or if he's going to win a batting title, but this kid has been just a joy to watch. And it wouldn't surprise me, because our home opener is on Friday. If people have gone out and tried to manufacture some Kwan jerseys already, you know, the Jerry Maguire, you know, essence of the Kwan has been, you know, thrown out there. So it's just been a joy to watch in these first five games.
This really has been a strange start to the season. And some big name teams haven't been able to hit. How long do you think that'll continue? We've also seen some big name pitchers off to slow starts too.
Yeah, Paulie, I think what's intriguing here is that usually, you know, pitching is ahead of hitting early in the season, right? So some of these team averages may not be as shocking as others. I think you guys were talking about it earlier. You know, Milwaukee was a team you circled. Of course, you felt regression from those big three as far as the starting rotation goes. We've seen that through their first outings. I don't expect that to continue. But, you know, Andrew McCutchen wasn't someone that jumped off the page at me. You know, Hunter Renfro has always had a ton of swing and miss, and I don't know where that translates this year. I think he still gets back on track. But I think this was the worry. If you were, you know, a futures bettor looking at the National League Central and saying, well, it's kind of Milwaukee's to lose, I think St. Louis gives them a run for their money. I mean, they're not going to beat themselves defensively. Yeah, Adam Wainwright continues to pull the Houdini act of being 40 plus and really pitching well. So I think, you know, Milwaukee, not a surprise of a team that's in it. You know, the Angels, I think, will be better. I picked them as my last wild card in the American League. The Yankees are probably right where they should be because what did they do this offseason? They got no one with bat to ball skills, and that was the biggest thing that they needed to do. So I think of the two teams that, you know, maybe were picked to be at the top of their division or very close to it, the Yankees and the Brewers, you know, Paulie, those two teams don't surprise me. They're off to those slow offensive starts.
Okay. The Phillies off to a slow start offensively, and how about the Mets pitching? If it weren't for the Mets bullpen, they'd be wouldn't have a loss though this year.
Unbelievable with the Mets, considering, guys, as we know, DeGrom going to be lost for a while. You know, the Scherzer touch and go with the hammy, but you know he's able to get in there and be pretty good. Tyler McGill might be one of those guys you keep track of this year as, you know, 98 mile an hour stuff. He's a bulldog. He's not afraid of anybody. If Carrasco and Walker can stay healthy, then they're going to be right in it with this offense. But, guys, the biggest addition for them, and I think this is going to translate throughout the year, no question, is Buck Showalter. You can already see a demeanor change. And maybe, just maybe, fellas, with the Nationals throwing at Alonso and Frankie Lindor, it united this group maybe even sooner than this front office and coaching staff could have realized. That's a huge difference maker in a division, I think, that we feel pretty competitive between Atlanta, the Mets, and the Phillies for sure.
Yeah, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Jensen Lewis, our guest, Major League Baseball Network radio host, Bally Sports, Great Lakes analyst for the Guardians. One more question on that team. We have tickets on Miles Straw to lead the league in stolen bases. That was a recommendation per Matt Bascurgeon a couple of weeks back. He's off to a good start. He has three. Is he going to, like, so he's playing every day, right? And is he going to have the green light, like, pretty much every time he gets on base?
There is no red light for Miles Straw from first to second, second to third. If he wants to pull a Willie Mays Hayes and try and steal home, go right ahead. I think he'll, and again, guys, we kind of came into this season expecting that the offense would kind of center around Jose Ramirez, Franmil Reyes, and then you were just hoping for something from the five through nine spots because it was looking pretty dire. And then all of a sudden, this is a world beater team that scores 10 runs a night. That's not going to happen. But I think the idea now with Straw at the top and then Stephen Kwan, because he's a guy now we know with bat-to-ball skills and patience in the strike zone, it's going to allow Straw even more opportunities. So good job out of you guys for getting those, because I think he'll have a real shot knowing that Whit Merrifield, you know, pretty much the guy he's got to beat in the American League to win that title.
Very cool. We have like 90 seconds left here, Jensen. I think Ohio is an absolute sleeping giant in the whole sports betting community in the world, and they have not legalized it yet. If you had to make a bet yourself on like a target date or when a prediction on when you think it's going to become legal in the state of Ohio, when do you think that would be?
Yeah, Mitch, the deadline is January 1st of 2023, so they got to have it by then. But as you guys know, this is Buckeye country and college football is religion when it gets to August. So I'm circling that month right there, maybe middle of August at the latest, I would hope. You guys know lawmakers, they've got their own agendas here, but doing a bunch of local radio here, we had Super Bowl week and it was so great listening to you guys go through the props and stuff. We had people driving to the state border for people that don't know in Ohio. Indiana is legal. They're on the left of us. Michigan is north of us. You know, Pennsylvania is to the right of us. So we had people literally listening, driving to the state border, logging on the apps, and then coming back for the game. Pretty wild. So if that's not as an indicator to the lawmakers here to get this thing done, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well said. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at JLou50, and 50 is spelled out. Jensen, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yep. Thank you.
Be good. There you go. That was great.
Great job.
Yep, absolutely. Bieber, again, two starts in, cruising again yesterday.
Yeah.
One bad inning. Okay, that is what it is. What do you got?
I thought they made a good point about the Mets.
Oh, he did.
With the bean brawl. And the stuff against the Phillies bringing you together early
sure.
on.
Sure.
And the shot in the arm with Showalter.
And the Showalter thing is going to be big. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about
that. It'll be 6-0. Two eighth inning leads they've blown. Oh, yeah. Two losses.
Are you sweating out the win total already? Every day is this going to be the thing?
Right. Yeah. It's their year. Yeah.
They blew it again last night, guys.
Come on. It's a fun story, though.
Yeah.
How McGill's done.
And, nice.
Yep.
All right. Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, tonight's two NBA games and opening game home winners in a 7-game series are a solid game 2 bet. numbers on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
The NFL in 15 minutes. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Good to meet the guy who watches us every day on Pittsburgh earlier today that jumped in. 3:45 in the morning. We love you all. It still blows my mind that you aren't even staying at Circa, and you get up early to drive down to say hello. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Thanks to all the people who watch and listen every day.
So we brought up Ohio and when legalized sports betting, like the target date for that with Jensen Lewis in the previous segment.
Great line by you. Oh, what a sleeping giant. It is a giant.
Ohio,
not sleeping. That's
huge,
a giant. Steubenville, Youngstown, the history with Steubenville. Oh, they love it. Everyone's a bookmaker, loves to bet in Ohio.
And those cities with Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Columbus as a college town, massive Yep. This is from Walter Butler on Twitter. I heard a state lawmaker on a Cincinnati radio station. He predicted it would not be until October for the Ohio sports books to be up and running. Hope it's sooner, and he's wrong. I drive to Indiana 30 miles weekly to book across the border, and it's a pain with $4 gas.
Four?
Well, yeah, it's
you got a break, yeah.
From what it's $3.60 now in Wisconsin, where my mom is at.
What's it, six here? What is it in California?
It's $5.50 still in Las Vegas. Yeah. What do we do? Are we not going to come back down now with the prices in Las Vegas anytime soon? And this is from Why So Serious. I'm one of the guys in Ohio. Drive to the border every day to bet. Luckily, I live in Toledo and work a mile by the state line. I cannot wait for it to be legalized here. Okay. So he's got the advantage there.
Yeah.
Only a mile away. But there's no doubt. I mean, Ontario was so big up in Toronto last week. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when Florida, Texas, California, Ohio, another one comes on board? Texas and California are just, total game changers.
Please, absolutely. No doubt about it. Surprised with some of these series? You got to be surprised at these series prices.
Well,
the Boston thing was, DraftKings and Caesars opened the Nets the favorite.
You could have, if you were paying attention last night, I'm sorry, I would have emptied accounts last night on the Celtics, and I have them at 18-1 to win the East. At plus 115, I love that number. Now they're minus 150 out here in Las Vegas. I'm not going to bet that number.
Right.
But you could have had plus 115 with the Celtics? How do you make that number?
No, it's crazy. It's like you haven't been watching. Now, they still have Kevin Durant, but they have all these issues defensively. And again, I totally agree with Barkley. Kyrie goes off. Durant plays well. Cleveland does not. They have, at the time, they had 14 turnovers and were shooting under 40%, and it was a six-point game late. How?
Paul, there are so many red flags with this team.
You're right. How are they going to get stops? What if Kyrie's off? Who can I count? And they needed every bit of what Brown and Drummond gave them too. Because if Brown doesn't go off, they don't win the game. So now you're taking on, I know the Williams injury, but you're taking on a two seed, and they were the best team in the league since the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's a long sample size now where the Celtics have been either the best team or one of the best teams in the entire league.
Oh, you throw out the 18-21 start. That team's dead.
That's another season ago.
Who slows down Tatum? How can they slow him down? Do you get a return of Simmons? If he comes back, what does he have? What can he give you? I mean, what are you going to get out of Curry? What can you get out of the supporting cast? I say not much. I mean, will Drummond really beat them up and punish Tice or Horford down low? So good defensively. That's all the thing. They are unbelievable defensively. Brooklyn, no. Oh, no way. Tatum should go off in this entire series.
I would think. Why can Jaylen Brown not go off?
That too, yes.
Another guy, right? So the Williams injury stinks. I mean, if Williams, if he was healthy and playing in the series, I would probably bet this number probably would not be the same, but I would love them even more.
And the other thing, too, you were better off with a cone out there. They were just hunting Markkanen the whole game.
They were.
Little help, something. He got abused in that game.
And as I said earlier, so now if Marcus Smart truly is the defensive player of the year, and in the odds market before they took him down and off the board, it was like minus $3. Agree or disagree? He needs to go out there and neutralize Kyrie Irving then in this matchup.
Yep.
Okay. That's so then if you slow him down, because don't let him go for 40, right? Let him go for 22 or 28 on bad shooting nights. Do your job. And then it's going to be Durant and basically nobody else.
Couldn't believe that series price. And now we're seeing as high as 160 the other way with Boston. And again, I love the line from Bobby Marks, ESPN. The column is already done, filed, sent to his editor about what the Nets need to do in the offseason. So confident that they're going to go out in the first round. And that's the other thing, too. I mean, if this is close or if this is squeaky bum time, it comes back to, if you were Boston, you'd really have tried to win that last game, even though Memphis sat everybody. But, Udoka was right. Who knows? Nets could have lost that game. You never know.
If they didn't, if Irving misses some shots in the first half and it's not a 20-point game, the way it played out, maybe the Cavaliers win it last night.
And I am surprised Memphis only opened up 360 against Minnesota.
I've heard other people say the opposite.
I don't see that, right? Mm. I know. I did see a lot of that.
Expecting it to be a good series.
Yeah, I just think they're going to kill them on the glass, and they're just so deep, and they're such a good team at home. And then plus, like you said at the top of the show, did the Timberwolves win the title last night? They're happy to be there, and I think it's the second time in 17 years they're in the playoffs, and I don't know, I cannot go to war with Towns. I cannot count on that guy. That's embarrassing again.
Well, he'll have better games. I mean, he did not play well against the Clippers this year, but he was a non-factor last night. Again, I said this earlier. I totally disagree with what Barkley said at halftime. He called Finch stupid multiple times at halftime, said it was stupid coaching by leaving Towns in when he had foul trouble.
And Beverly, he meant to, but Beverly
too. Yeah, right,
too. But
he
right,
did.
That was you're right. The best thing that happened
the best thing to happen to the Timberwolves the entire game last night was to not have Towns on the floor. He was the worst player on the court last night.
Yep. This is great. He leads the league in fouls since the All-Star break. He was number three in the league. Also, Minnesota was outscored by 51 points in the three losses against the Clippers when he was on the floor in 100 minutes. He was horrible against Houston, and the only other time he made the playoffs. Well, Memphis is on a roll, and they also they love the bulletin board material. Everyone's taking shot. Barkley and Shaq picked Memphis to lose the series last night.
Yeah, that's,
I can't believe it.
I know.
Edwards is not a good player. He's not going to go off like that, and I they'll contain him, is all I'll say. And I know Russell won't do that. Russell really was huge for him in the second half.
I didn't
expect that.
By the way, if I said that about Marcus Smart on Kyrie Irving, I have to come back and say the same thing about Jaren Jackson, right?
Yes, you do.
He needs to be on Cat probably a lot in the series. And if he's really good, now here's the thing. Jaren Jackson can get into foul trouble. And that happens quite a bit with him. If he stays out of foul trouble and he's on Cat, I'm sure they'll switch him up, you know, put him on some other guys as well. If he's really, you know, in the mix and can be the defensive player of the year, then do your job then and you know, neutralize him.
Wow.
I love the depth overall. And Minnesota's deep, by the way. They're a deep team, and they have talent. They're super talented.
You saw the fouls, though. They lead the league, and you know, with the fouls and putting the opponent on the free throw line. That's a problem.
But
they're 28th in defensive rebounding percentage. Memphis is first in offensive rebounding.
We saw this with Memphis, by the way, a lot down the stretch with no Ja Morant. And in fact, when they were sitting other players in these games, we're talking about still 8th, 9th, 10th players on the team who would step up and have good shooting nights, and they would take teams out in a body bag.
Yeah.
I mean, the game against New Orleans, it was totally meaningless. They had 119 points after the third quarter. They scored 55 in the third.
Can't lose that game, though. Clippers up 10 with 8 minutes. Towns on the bench. Can't lose that game.
I honestly can't believe. And I had the Clippers last night. I bet a money line when Towns was in foul trouble. And I also bet him +3 before the game started. I can't believe I lost both of those bets.
Since we've been on the air, Atlanta moneyline has gone from 185 to 215.
215 now.
And we're both seeing 5.5. Hard to go against Pop here on the road, and considering he just, with a MASH unit, went to New Orleans and won. And the other thing, too, you know, obviously they want to win a game. But just from a front office standpoint, the Pelicans, the front office will argue. I mean, it's the old Malinsky line. If you get him in a room off the record, they'd rather lose the game. Because they could have two top five picks, or the first two picks in the draft, if they don't make the playoffs.
Right.
Because they have the Lakers pick. And then you could have Zion, Jones, Valanciunas, McCollum, and two top five picks coming back.
And then what's their reward if they make the playoffs?
Right, you get Phoenix.
You get Phoenix, and you're probably like an 8-1 underdog to win the series. I'm throwing out a number.
Right. And also from a total standpoint, right? Both games went under.
Yep.
You have two big totals tonight.
Yep.
Is it more of, okay, more half-court game, we'll slow it down, and we'll see lower scoring games? But I just think these teams are near the first game in the East, Atlanta and Charlotte, near the bottom of defense.
Yeah, I do.
I would expect the track beat a lot of points in that game, and I would expect the same.
I like the Spurs with the points.
Yeah. I won't argue there.
Yeah.
Hell of a coach. That's another angle again. Who knows? This might be it for Pop, too.
That's quite possible, right? You've been bringing that up now all week.
Win one for the Gipper, right?
Yeah. The Utah series price now. That opener around Pick'em?
Yeah.
And that was taken off the board?
I saw 370 yesterday.
You saw...
I saw 370.
The highest number I saw was 310.
They're not saying... Dallas isn't saying anything, but it doesn't look good.
No, the...
How about the tweet? Like, I guess Rudy, that's another reason. Get out of here with Rudy for Defensive Player of the Year. He missed 3 weeks.
Oh, come on.
But Rudy had the same injury and missed 3 weeks.
Up next, NFL. Gray Cosell, as good as it gets, breaking down film in the NFL. He has a surprising number of quarterbacks going in the first round.
Meet.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.